As we stand before Michael Behe's Second Wind, let's take a moment to dive deeply into the visual components of this artwork. Observe the vibrant array of shapes and colors that comprise the painting. At first glance, your eye is likely drawn to the bold patches of color, the varied forms they take, and the overall dynamic composition. Notice how these visual elements combine to create a lively atmosphere that invites further inspection. What catches your eye first? Is it a particular color or shape? Starting with the element of color, Behe employs a rich palette dominated by greens, reds, blues, and yellows. The choice of bright, saturated hues contributes significantly to the emotional impact of the artwork. Do you feel a sense of excitement or vitality emanating from those colors? The use of complementary colors, like the juxtaposition of reds against greens, creates vibrancy, enhancing visual interaction and energy. Many viewers may feel invigorated while looking at this piece, as the colors seem to radiate life and movement. This use of color invokes not just aesthetic appeal, but emotional resonance, aligning with the artwork's title, Second Wind, suggesting renewal and a fresh burst of energy. Now, let's turn our attention to the element of line in this painting. Behe utilizes both straight and curved lines throughout the composition. Straight lines often convey structure and stability, while the curved lines introduce fluidity and grace. Notice how these lines guide your eyes across the painting. For instance, the diagonals might create a sense of movement, allowing your gaze to shift from one element to another in a continuous flow. How do you find yourself moving your eyes throughout the canvas? Are any particular lines drawing you in a specific direction? Next, let's discuss shape within Second Wind. The composition features a mixture of geometric shapes, like rectangles and circles, and more organic forms that are less defined. This interplay between regular, structured shapes and more fluid, organic ones creates an engaging visual rhythm. Some shapes appear solid and bold, while others are softer and more fluid, leading to a delightful sense of contrast. Consider how these shapes interact with one another. Do they clash, or do they create a harmonious arrangement? The placement of these forms can create tension or tranquility, adding depth to the viewer's experience. Moving to the principle of balance, this artwork exhibits a form of asymmetrical balance that enhances its dynamism. Unlike a perfectly symmetrical composition, where elements are evenly distributed, Behe's arrangement feels more spontaneous and flowing. This asymmetry creates interest, compelling the viewer to explore rather than simply observe. As you look closer, do you feel drawn to one side of the painting more than the other? This asymmetrical balance encourages a visual exploration rather than a stable focal point, reflecting the unpredictable energy that Second Wind seeks to convey. Another important principle is emphasis. While the painting lacks a singular focal point, certain areas may draw your attention more than others due to color intensity or shape size. The interplay of bold colors against more muted hues can create a natural hierarchy within the piece. Which sections seem to resonate more strongly with you? This emphasis allows each viewer to find their own focal point, facilitating personal engagement with the art. The title evokes themes of renewal, and this decentralized focus mirrors the idea of rediscovering energy in various ways, just as individuals find their second wind in diverse circumstances. In analyzing how these elements and principles come together into a cohesive narrative, consider how they contribute to the overall meaning and experience of a second wind. The vibrant colors might symbolize the possibilities of new beginnings, an energetic burst that accompanies a fresh perspective on life. The dynamic lines and shapes echo the complexities of human emotions, capturing moments of struggle and triumph. Viewers may resonate deeply with the idea of finding strength and energy amid challenges, something we can all relate to. In what ways does this artwork invite you to reflect on your own moments of renewal? In conclusion, Michael Behe's Second Wind serves as a vibrant exploration of color, shape, and balance, all while inviting viewers to engage on multiple levels. By skillfully combining elements of art and principles of design, BIT creates an immersive experience that encourages personal interpretation. The painting stands not just as a work of art but as a dialogue about vitality, resilience, and the journeys we undertake. What conversations does this artwork inspire in you? How might it encourage you to reflect on your own experiences of finding a second wind in life?